religions, if you understand them right, they all boil down to the very primary gods that are established in the worship of Babylon and the plains of Shinar. But continuing on, Semiramis, then, the first deified queen of that city and tower whose top was intended to reach to heaven, must have been the prototype of the goddess who first made towers in the city. When we look at the Ephesian Diana, we find evidence to the same effect. In general, Diana was depicted as a virgin and the patroness of virginity, but the Ephesian Diana was quite different. She was represented with all the attributes of the mother of God, of the gods, and as the mother of the gods, she wore a turreted crown, such as no one can contemplate without being forcibly reminded of the Tower of Babel. Now, this tower bearing Diana is by an ancient scholar expressly identified with Semiramis. When, therefore, we remember that Rhea, or Sibyl, the tower-bearing goddess, was, in point of fact, a Babylonian goddess, and that Semiramis, when deified, was worshipped under the name of Rhea, there will remain, I think, no doubt as to the personal identity of the goddess of fortification. Now, there is no reason to believe that Semiramis alone, though some have represented the matter so, built the battlements of Babylon. We have the express testimony of the ancient historian Megasthenes, as preserved by Abdedinus, that it was Belus who surrounded Babylon with the wall. And he continues on to identify that Semiramis, one of the characteristics that was worshipped about Semiramis is that she was the goddess of fortification, and when she came into the culture and history of Ephesus, she was worshipped again, only this time she was worshipped as Diana. And if you remember, a New Testament time during the Acts of the Apostles, it was the goddess Diana that Paul was in confrontation there in Ephesus with. But there's a historical event that took place in Ephesus that has a direct relationship to the Catholic Church that, to me, is interesting, but it impacts the verse we're considering. Ephesus was the seat of the worship of Diana, equivalent to the Old Testament Ashtaroth, the fertility goddess, equivalent to Semiramis or Sibyl. The worship involved temple prostitution and great licentiousness. Diana was known as the Great Mother, or the Great Mother of the Gods. It was at the Council of Ephesus in 451 AD that the church assigned to the Virgin Mary the title